Chairman Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. Just want to ask about the debt. We owe about 90 million. Who's our bank? I mean, obviously, given the global credit crisis, it's the first issue that comes up. Who's our bank or bankers? And what sort of covenants are on that debt?
Sure, our bank is ANZ. The covenants we have are rolling interest, cover ratios, debt to EBIT, DAR ratios, debt to equity ratios, fairly vanilla format covenants.
And we're not near any of them?
No.
No. All right. And Frank, how's your balance sheet? I mean, it's a fairly common question at AGMs. Murdoch's, the Lowy's, all talk about being debt-free on their own holdings in the company. There's no prospect that you would ever be forced into selling down out of this public company because of your private situation?
No, unfortunately, our private situation is pretty strong.
All right. Good.
Lowy's hard work. You might get to that disadvantage, but it's there.
All right. That's good. So there's no margin loans on your stock or anything like that? No. The water rights are in the balance sheet at 3.3 million. I know with Timbercorp, the big issue is always water and, you know, whether it rains and the value of their water rights. Is that figure conservative? And what, can you just talk a little bit about the whole question of water rights and their value in terms of our balance sheet?
The total amount, that was when we acquired the citrus farms in the Riverland, and that was deemed at fair market value at that stage, and there's nothing at the moment to show us that there is anything other than that at the moment. The whole issue of water, especially down in South Australia in the Riverland area, is obviously a huge concern. At this stage, we are buying a fair degree of temporary water. We've got in our projections going forward to buy probably approximately $1.6, $1.8 million of temporary water for our farms in the Riverland. So I don't know if that answers your question in terms of the fair market value of it. So we've only had it on our books for the last 4 months, so we assume that it's pretty much in line where it was when we acquired it.
Right, Frank, obviously if your personal financial position is strong, have you thought about taking us out again? I mean, you've tried to take us out before. Share market chaos, what's the consideration about actually taking it private?
Okay, right. So, yeah, because I've been sort of handling the last two transactions to the bids. Now, the situation has changed, and mainly due to the whole financial markets, in that we're not looking to take out of them, we're actually, the board is considering now actually raising some equity. We're talking about the prospects of that or private placement or whatever to allow us, because there's some CapEx ideas that management would like to put to the board, but at the moment, you know, the board's reluctant to take on any more debt. So in order to achieve those, you know, we're going to need to look at the issue of raising capital. So the prospect of a full takeout at the moment has been removed from consideration, you know, because of those events.
Are you in a position to support a capital raising, the cost of family, or are you looking at a third party placement that would dilute you down?
Probably looking at third party, nothing has been crystallised yet, so that's in discussion mode at the moment.
Okay, and I guess just the last question, the relationship with Timbercorp. Obviously we've got the two lads on the board. You know, just talk a bit about that relationship, and would it make sense to put the two businesses together to scale up rather than the current level of relationship that you have?
Well, we never considered putting the two businesses together. The relationship is a very healthy and positive one. We think we both have complementary parts to bring to the equation, and I think in the areas of handling produce and marketing and managing fresh produce operations, that's our skill. And of course, Timbercorp's in the other area of curing and putting together these fairly large agricultural or horticultural projects. But we've never thought about putting the two together because we're doing two very different activities.
Okay, thank you.